We're back here on Giants.com, and it's time to check out your three matchups to watch. Joined by Paul Dottino, I am John Schmelk. And Paul, the Buccaneers provide a lot of issues for any defense. We're going to focus on the Bucs' offense against the Giants' defense on this report. And the biggest aspect of their offense is their running game. They're fourth best in the league in terms of rush yards per play, and Doug Martin's the guy that does it. Wani Unga is one of the guys that's going to try to stop him.
I think he's going to be one of the best running backs we face. And so, I mean, we just got to keep doing what we're taught, you know, hustle to the ball, play relentlessly, and be able to attack the ball as a team.
All right, Paul, what makes Martin the type of back that he is? He's really resurgent since his great rookie year campaign, a couple down years, but he's back.
Yeah, well, one thing is it is a contract year, so he's running even harder for a couple of extra bucks. But the other thing is, too, he's got great vision, and he really finds out when you miss your gaps and when you leave a couple of gaps open. He shoots through there very, very quickly. The other thing is he's got very good acceleration to the second level. So if you try to tackle him with one guy, he breaks arm tackles, then he picks up speed going downfield. And, in fact, he's second in the NFL with 19 rushes of more than 10 yards.
Also a very good receiver out of the backfield, something you have to keep an eye on in terms of screen passes. Now, the Bucs also have a number of excellent wide receivers outside, guys with speed, guys with height. Safety Landon Collins talked to us earlier in the week about, as a safety, how he competes with those bigger players for the football.
We hit him in the chest and try to just disrupt their routes, because tall receivers can't really get off the line of scrimmage as fast as possible. So our corners just try to get in there as much as possible and then disrupt their routes, get them off the ball, and stay over top of them. They misjudge the ball from there.
Paul, we're still unsure if Vincent Jackson is going to play, but we know Mike Evans will. He's been targeted a lot this year, and they love going vertical down the field.
Yeah, they do, and that's because Winston has such a strong arm, John. It doesn't matter if he's in the pocket, stationary, or you're throwing on the run, or even on a move situation where he can stop on a dime and unleash it long downfield. When you got a quarterback who can throw it that long and that far, you always got to be wary of it.
And Paul, the guy throwing the ball to those very tall and fast wide receivers is Jameis Winston, the first overall pick in the draft, a rookie. But Giants defensive lineman Robert Ayer says, well, he doesn't look like a rookie.
To me, it looked like he's getting more comfortable in the scheme. It looked like he's understanding the offense and what the coaches are asking of him. And, you know, he's being careful with the ball and you know, not forcing things. So, which is good for a rookie. A lot of rookies, they want to get the big plays.
Paul, Winston had some turnover issues earlier in the year. Of course, we all remember that first game of the year against Marcus Mariota when the Bucs got blown out. But since then, he's been much more careful with the ball.
Yeah, he has. He's gone 88 straight attempts without a pick, and that goes over three games. But here's an interesting number for you. Against the blitz this year, he's only completing 50% of his passes. He does appear to get erratic when guys come after him. They don't necessarily have to take him down, John, to wreck the play. They just got to get him nervous, get people in his space, and that's what I think the Giants are going to want to do.
And much like the Giants, the Bucs are starting a rookie left tackle, second-round pick Donovan Smith. He's had some issues this year, as any rookie would. If JPP is on the field, it's something that he might be able to take advantage of, as long as Robert Ayers and Devontae Moore and the other Giant pass rushers. Paul, we appreciate the time.
You got it, John.
Those are your three matchups to watch on Sunday against the Buccaneers. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Giants.com.